November 5th, 2005. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, Episode 10. Welcome, everyone. This is episode 10, the Big Ten, the Diaz, or whatever. I am Jaystrom, and we're here at the Cultural District of Mulberry in Mulberry Square. You know, I've noticed on previous episodes I say, like, Mulberry Circle. Okay, let me explain this. We're in Mulberry Square in Mulberry Circle. All right. Hope that explained things.
Oh, yeah. Real clear.
Yeah. Vanessa, hey, you know, a voice just spoke to me. Hey, Vanessa, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Can you believe this is episode 10 already?
I know. Time flies.
It's pretty unbelievable. You know who else we have here is Mulberry Bill. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hello. Nothing much.
Are you there in your library, your fortified zombie-proof library?
The library. Library.
Yes. I'm in my fortified library.
Now, I kind of picture the library kind of being like the hatch underground in Lost. Is it something like that? But with a lot of books? Or
if you consider pornography books.
Yes. Fine literature. Now, we also have Steven here.
No.
How are you doing, Steven? Where the hell's Steven at? Oh, wait, he's in L.A. this week. You know what happened to Steven, really, guys? You know, he didn't want me to talk about this, but Steven is going through an audit. He has joined Scientology.
Like you consider Scientology.
It's got him.
Yeah, he is now an OT3.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, he's drained his bank account, and soon he will...
And drained his thetans.
Yeah. He is less negative lately. He seems very positive. And you know what's weird? He scored the lead in the new Bruckheimer film, so this stuff works. He's going to be a movie
star. That's great. Did he get himself an e-meter?
Yes. He was like, here, touch this. And I was like, get the hell away from me right now, Steven. I mean it. And he's like, no, brother. And he touched me, and I felt electricity.
Brother?
Yeah. And he tried to call me brother. And then he drank some Kool-Aid and dropped dead right in front of me. It was crazy.
Wait for the spaceship?
Yeah. So, and he took...
This damn Jim Jones Scientologist with the Heaven's Gate group.
And when I was standing over him dead, all of a sudden I heard... Bzz, whoosh, and it was like...
Was it a lightsaber?
No, it was predators. And they came and picked his body up and they gave me an old musket.
Oh, I thought maybe they'd give you an alien skull.
So it turns out Steven is one of the predators. He was just a really bad predator.
Which one is he? A Scientology?
He's one of those happy predators.
Yeah.
With breathing problems.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to smoke.
You know what's funny about that? I don't want to diss Steven while he's not here, but...
Oh,
he keeps, every time I bring up his breathing, he talks about how the weather is. It's like, dude, you've sounded like that since I've met you.
Yes, it's fall. The pollen count's high. I mean, wait, no.
Oxygen makes him allergic.
The leaves are dying, so there's no oxygen being produced.
So, guys, this is episode 10. I can't believe we've done 10 episodes of Nowhere in Mulberry. Done 10 episodes of this stuff?
I know. It's hard to believe.
And 10 episodes of this crap?
And it's 10 weeks in a row. 10 weeks
we're still torturing ourselves.
Of our lives here in Mulberry.
On a break.
This is season one of Mulberry. We're like the Sopranos. We'll see you back in 3 years for season two. Now, different stuff that's happened this week. First of all, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, a couple of movies that are coming out, a couple of TV shows, what's on your TiVo. I got a round of the Movie Drops game, and we're going to do news and news and the DVDs of the week with Bill.
With me?
And,
with
you know,
you.
A couple of things I saw online this week that looked really cool was... I saw screenshots to the new Silent Hill movie. Silent Hill, of course, based on the Sony PlayStation horror video game. Is it, what do they call it, survival horror? Does that count, Vanessa, as like Resident Evil survival horror?
Yeah, I would consider that with Fatal Frame.
Or is Capcom going to sue me for calling a game that's not theirs that?
Well, they created a new genre.
Yeah, survival.
Like
horror.
Like D would be in that category.
Now, the only game I've played of Silent Hill is Silent Hill Uno, the first one, and I thought it was scary as hell. It was on the original PlayStation. It didn't quite have the same. It's not the same gameplay as Resident Evil. Resident Evil is more action oriented, but it's got the scares in it. This was just a damn creepy game, you know. Which ones of the Silent Hill games have you played, Vanessa?
All of them.
You've played all of them, every single one.
Every single one.
Have you gotten to the end of all of them?
Yes, I didn't get all the endings on all of them because some of them had five or whatever. On like the last one, the Room. That was what it was called. To get all the endings, it was pretty much impossible. I tried. I don't know how many times, but it was so dang hard.
The only one I ever played was the one that came out for the Xbox.
I think that was The Room.
That's The Room, yeah.
Was that The Room, the one with the guy?
Trapped inside his apartment?
You know, that sounds kind of is that like Old Boy?
Yeah, don't even talk about Old Boy, because you still haven't watched it yet.
I will, I swear. Now, Bill,
I sent you Old Boy, what, 4 months ago?
I think it was like a year ago.
The DVD for the American release has even come out, and you haven't watched it yet.
Hey, I'm going to watch it, all right? Don't even finish your sentence, Vanessa. I know what you're
going to say. Yeah, exactly. He borrowed Snake Eater from me, and he hasn't played it at all, and that was, what, a year ago?
Okay, we're off subject. Bill, with Silent...
We're deep in minutia.
Yeah, we're off the minutia wagon train. Whatever the hell that just meant.
Look that up, kids.
Bill, do you know who's directing the Silent Hill movie?
Some French dude.
Christophe Gans.
He directed Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
No, he did direct Brother. And you know what I'll say about Brotherhood of the Wolf is it was a pretty entertaining French movie. I mean, I didn't totally geek out like, oh, badass, but it wasn't bad. And it had Mark Dacascos in it, who's now on The Iron Chef. What the hell happened to his career? He's now on, like, Rutabaga or whatever. but anyway,
in the words of my uncle, Allez cuisine.
Yeah, and it what
basically cracks me up is he plays the nephew to a Japanese man, and isn't he like Spanish?
I don't know.
French.
He was in that.
He certainly isn't Japanese.
He was in that great movie, Only the Strong. Do you guys remember that?
The dancing karate.
Yeah, he did the Eddie Gordo type stuff. Like, you know who I'm talking about from Tekken, Eddie Gordo. All right, minutia alert.
You know what you're talking about.
This is exactly why our shows run 90 minutes.
Yeah, they just keep going. Okay, back to what I was talking about. Okay, Silent Hill Pictures came out online of it, and it's directed by the guy who did Brotherhood of the Wolf, and it's written by Roger Avery, who has the with credit on Pulp Fiction, Quentin Tarantino with Roger Avery. So that has gotten him a career, and he said it's going to be extremely faithful to the games.
They always say that.
You know.
Yeah, but Roger Avery doesn't tend to blow smoke up people's ass.
Roger Avery is no Paul W.S. Anderson.
Or you bowl?
Yeah, I do bowl. Why do you keep asking me that? I bowl from time to time, yes. I don't know why you're so...
Do you own your own ball?
Yes. Huh?
What? Is it...
You said you bowl a lot.
Yes, I do. I do have my own ball, and it has a rose in it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. It's a clear ball with a rose in it.
Okay, anyway, Silent Hill looks cool. The pictures look cool. Other good news this week is Battlestar Galactica has been approved for season 3.
Yes, but we don't know how many episodes.
I'm going to say it's going to be 20 because that's what they do.
I don't think they're going to do 20 because that's not the standard sci-fi season. It's probably only going to be like 12 again.
No. SG-1 does 20.
Yeah. And
oh, really?
We're still in season 2 of Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, Vanessa knows all about this stuff.
It doesn't start back up until January.
Right. They just took a hiatus for a while.
Hiatus my ass.
Now, hey,
the high anus.
You know, a lot of cool video games have been coming out. I think they should do a BSG video game. How about MORPG? What the hell am I saying?
MORPG. Don't even get me started on the MMORPGs.
Vanessa, say it as fast as you can.
MMORPG?
Hey!
I could do tongue twisters. Yeah,
the game that you and I... Jason met on Star Wars Galaxies.
Yes.
Through what? One combat balance. Now they're going back into it and turning it into an action MMORPG.
They're totally changing it again. It's like, hey, let's see how much we can abuse our customers.
Well, it completely failed in Japan, and they took it offline there, and now they're going to try and redesign it again. I just don't understand
that. Boba Fett.
Did you see the new Star Wars Battlefront 2? Have you guys played that yet, the new one?
Yeah, I bought it, but I'm not playing it as much as I am Fear, that First Encounter Recon, or First Encounter Assault Recon.
Now tell us
about lightsabers in it.
Yeah, tell us about Fear. What is that about? Is it like a first person shooter?
It's a first person shooter with psychic
to play that
supernatural element to it.
Right.
It's very atmospheric. It's some really good scares in it. I've been.
Oh, is it like a horror type game?
Yeah, it is. The crazy story that it is that you're this super soldier, basically, with great reflexes, and you've got to hunt down this psychic who's gone crazy and now controls, like, a battalion of clone soldiers, and you've got to basically shoot your way through all the clone soldiers to get to this crazy psychic. But you start getting all these weird, horrific flashbacks of you being born, and then this little girl, like, out of the ring following you around and all. It's really creepy.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
What platform is this on?
It's a PC right now. I don't think it's going to be on any of the consoles.
Yeah, I think it's just
well, that's
PC
cool.
Right now.
You know, the only games I can play is on the PC.
Yeah, I prefer PC right to console because I like the whole keyboard mouse thing.
Yeah, on the opposite.
It's like when I try to play Halo on the Xbox or any first-person shooter on the Xbox, I'm screwed. So I got this little thing that you can plug a keyboard and a mouse into and set them up to play with on your console.
Sweet. Vanessa, what games have you been playing lately?
Actually, I'm about to go buy the new Fatal Frame, of course. It just got released. I finally finished Kingdom Hearts. Thank you, God. Like I told you, my copy had gotten messed up, so I had to go a year without playing it. And so I started all over. And then I have a game called Death Junior on the PSP. And that new Dead Aim, which sucks.
Dead Aim. Is that Resident Evil, Dead Aim?
No.
Man, I need to get start reading video game magazines.
Speaking of Resident Evil,
Fatal Frame sounds familiar.
That's
why does it sound familiar?
Jason, you watched me play it. You said turn it off, it's too creepy, is what you told me.
No, what I said was turn the volume down. It was too loud.
it was a creepy game. But
I don't think I ever played it.
It's a great game. When you were talking about Resident Evil 4, I was looking up all the reviews. Everybody gave it a 10.
Nice. Now, Bill, you just got Resident Evil 4 on Xbox, didn't you?
No, on PS2.
They
released it later here onto the PS2 with improved graphics and all that.
It's a great game.
No! I haven't played it yet because I've been obsessed with Fear. As soon as I finish Fear, I'll try Resident Evil 4. In fact, I've got to pull my PS2 out of my closet. Because I haven't played my PlayStation 2 in so long.
All I ever
do is play my Xbox or my PC.
See, I'm the opposite. I always play just my PS2 or my PSP. I play the only thing I have for the GameCube, of course, I only want it for the Resident Evil games and for Twin Snakes. And, of course, it was the... It starts with an E.
What was that last Metal Gear called?
Snake Eater.
Snake Eater.
Watch out.
Are you talking about
snakes?
The one for PSP? On PSP, they have one called Metal Gear Acid, but it's.
Metal Gear, what did you just call me?
It's a card game. I couldn't believe that when I saw it.
I was so mad because I got it and I'm like, oh, cool, a new Metal Gear. It's something that tied me over for a while. And then it was a card game. It got good reviews, but it's not my type of game.
Card
game.
Card
sucks.
Game.
What a colossal.
Why don't I just play freaking Uno or something?
I know. I was very upset because I was. Stupid me didn't read the back of it to get all the information, but that was my stupidity. I just saw Metal Gear and I got it.
What I'd like to know is, what are we, 2, maybe 3 weeks away from the launch of Xbox 360, and mm-hmm. we still have yet to get a list of the launch games?
I know a few games that are coming out on it.
Yeah, but nothing's definite. Nothing has come out and said, these are the games that are coming out with...
Well, I know Perfect Dark, the new Perfect Dark Zero.
Hello.
I know that one for sure. And then there was a game
I didn't like
on...
that game.
I didn't either.
Perfect Dark?
Yeah, more like Perfect Crap.
You know what's really cool is one of the classic games for the Nintendo 64 was GoldenEye. And there's a group of guys redoing GoldenEye using this Source engine that Valve created for Half-Life 2,
mm-hmm.
and they're redoing GoldenEye for the PC
really?
Through this Source engine, and it looks incredible. I can't wait to start playing it, because that was one of the games that my friends and I would stay up all night long playing.
Have you seen the screenshots for the new game called King Kong that's coming out?
King Kong!
It looks unbelievable. I mean, just beautiful. And it's supposed to be really... It's kind of like in a Dino Crisis type of game.
Well, there's definitely a lot of good games coming out or currently out.
Right.
Yeah.
And hey, as they come out and you guys are playing them, we'll talk more about them on each show.
Okay.
Well, we don't even have to talk about them on the show as much. Visit the forum.
Yeah.
Vanessa's got her gaming forum. We're always talking about games there. We just recently started a thread about Resident Evil 4. I'll start a thread about Fear. And if you're a gaming fan, you're listening to the show, join us on the forum so we can talk about more games there. Because all
talk
of us are gamers.
I'm a historian of ass.
Yeah, and Foggy, he posts a lot about fine literature. And
And in my historical forum, I post a lot of pictures of beautiful women.
Yeah,
most recently Morgan Webb. I took the liberty to delete that post.
Oh, you bastard!
Which post was this?
I have a whole post going, a thread going of hot Morgan Webb pictures.
You like that?
And Andy from Hollywood Saloon agreed with me how hot Morgan Webb was, and he posted a couple pictures. And then Vanessa, I guess feeling too much testosterone, went and posted a picture of some shirtless kid with blonde hair, this guy, and I was like, ew, and I deleted it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, man, I would have liked to have seen that first. Vanessa, when Resident Evil 12 comes out, just let us know, all right?
I'll let you know.
All right, guys, let's get into some entertainment. Hello? Who's this? You're
Hi,
at nowhere
it's me.
Hey, Steven! Hey,
Steven!
Guys! It's Steven, everybody. How you doing, Steven?
I'm good.
Is it a great thing?
It's a great thing out here.
All right. You're in Los Angeles again. Apparently, we explained this last time, is that you smuggle narcotics to L.A. and then you come back to Mulberry. Is that right?
Sometimes.
No, relics.
You're there at your job, which we won't get into because it just makes our heads hurt, and you install wires and stuff.
Out of Beverly Hills.
Yes.
To the rest of the world.
You're staying at the Scientology Celebrity Center, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice accommodations.
And I couldn't
believe... Very nice. Clay pillows, clay tables to sleep on.
clay pillows.
Comfortable clay pillows. Now, what was crazy is you told me you actually met Tom and Katie out there, and but it was on two different days, right? You didn't meet them together.
Correct, yes.
And Tom wouldn't let you interview him or talk to him or anything. I mean, he wouldn't let you record his voice.
Because I wouldn't go through his little spiel.
Man, you're sleeping on clay tables. You'd think he'd at least give you the time to interview him, but maybe he likes to just chill out at the Celebrity Center. Did you see Giovanni Ribisi while you were there?
Yeah, he was kind of being stuck up, too.
Him? I wouldn't think he would.
All these Scientologists are so stuck up.
But not Katie Holmes. She just talked to you, and she let you interview her about Scientology and stuff, right?
Right. Sent you a clip.
Yeah, you did send me a clip, Stephen. Thanks for that. And let's go ahead and play Stephen's hard-hitting interview of Katie Holmes.
We're ready.
I'm very excited about this. It's a celebrity. All right, here we go.
You know, I spent an hour talking with Tom about Scientology. Are you a Scientologist? Have you looked into it yourself?
I have looked into it myself, and I really like it, and I think it's really wonderful.
Have you gone, have you tried any sessions at all, or any auditing or anything like that?
Yeah, and it's really, I feel like I'm bettering myself.
Cool.
So it's great.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Billy. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Now, it's weird that she called you Billy, Stephen. What was that about?
I love the canned answer she gave, like, yeah, I'm really feeling better about myself.
And it's scary that she called you Billy. Didn't you tell her your name was Steven?
That's his confirmed
She confused
name.
Me with Steven.
She's a fan of the show, but
she's a fan. She thought she was talking to Mulberry Bill. Oh, that's sad.
Since I was asking questions like the historical stuff, she thought I was Mulberry Bill.
And checking out her ass.
And do you agree what she said is that it changes your life, Scientology?
It was changing my life.
I'd like you to consider Scientology.
That's not what it was changing.
Yeah.
I went through at least one audit.
And how many...
Did they hook you up to the e-meter?
Yeah, did you hook up to the e-meter? Do you feel much more positive about your life?
I feel very positive, but I got to
yeah, you sound
interview
like
her,
it.
Except for she forgot
struggling.
My name,
Do you guys get the feeling that Steven is drugged right now?
Yes,
I think there's a Scientologist guard standing behind him.
Steven,
in his room.
Can you tell us, please, the truth? What's going on there? They just electrocuted him, so...
Xenu is God.
Xenu? No,
Xenu's bad.
Xenu's bad,
Xenu
Steven.
And you shouldn't know anything about Xenu. You don't find out about Xenu until OT7.
Yeah, you're only in OT3 right now. You drained your bank account to get where you are right now.
Right.
Speaking of Scientology, a new children's movie just came into theaters. It's Chicken Little. Let's hear a clip of Chicken Little for some reason.
I need a soda. Come on, buddy.
Animation just works so much better in the audio form, don't you guys think?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when it's as bad as Chicken Little.
Yes!
Has this gotten good reviews, Phil?
No, it hasn't.
I thought it did.
It sounds like a movie that would give me a migraine.
I blacked out there for a second.
Now, you know, who cares? You know, whenever I see, like, Ebert and Roper review kids' movies, I'm like, come on, skip over this. Who cares or whatever? But, you know, because kids, they're not real demanding. They just want They just want some cool stuff or whatever, and maybe it's good, maybe it's not. I don't know. But
everything I've read is that it sucks. But what's disappointing about that is it's got some great talent in it.
Right.
You know, Zach Braff is Chicken Little, and Amy Sedaris is in it, John Cusack. Steve
oh, Amy Vaughn. Sedaris, she's doing some more voice work.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, Gary Marshall.
No.
Yeah, Gary Marshall's in it.
Do any of you guys know what an usher is?
Yeah.
An usher seats you at you know, weddings or funerals.
Or even at a play.
Yeah, like Steven said, usher is also this dude who sings and dances and stuff. But you know what? He doesn't just do that. He acts.
He sings and dances. You make him sound like a house negro.
Yeah, he's got a top hat and cane. No, but is he a rapper or is he just like rhythm and blues?
I think he's
R&B.
Yeah, R&B.
He's
that's
like
what,
R&B, yeah.
Yeah, R&B. But now he's acting, guys. He's acted before, but now he's got a starring role. And
what did he act before in?
He was in the Robert Rodriguez movie, The Faculty.
He was?
I remember that.
He just walked by and go, hey, guys, sit right there. That's your seat. He ushered them. I really got nothing on that. But
he was on the Brandy sitcom, too.
Yeah.
Moesha!
Steven actually owns all three seasons of that on DVD. He got them at the Scientology Center.
Autographed.
No, but... Usher is in a new movie called In the Mix, and let's listen to the trailer. I mean, this movie looks just awesome. Oh, yeah.
Daryl Williams was the hottest DJ in town.
You like that, huh?
It's Rocky.
Move. You look like you weigh minutes.
Okay, I'm shit.
I got enough. Please stop it.
But before he could take a shot at his dream, he took a bullet for a mafia princess.
Oh my god.
Made him an offer he should refuse.
Let me get this straight.
Oh my god.
In Jersey, somebody goes with her.
Oh, Dad.
Everywhere. Go wherever she goes.
Do I look like I need a babysitter?
Anyone in this house is more than qualified to protect you.
I choose Daryl.
Daryl is not a bodyguard.
He is now. It's time for yoga class.
It's 5:30 in the morning.
So who's the new guy?
Just a friend of the family I got stuck with.
Oh, I wouldn't mind getting stuck with that.
It's a very dangerous situation. I don't want to be groupies coming at you. It'll be guys with guns.
Oh, now this is it right here, Dolly. I'm telling you, chilling by the pool.
Time for lunch.
Sold, guys. I'm gonna go see this as soon as it comes out.
Let me guess. There's a bunch of hot chicks, right?
Of course, they're Italian.
This fall, he's in with the family.
I mean, what am I gonna wake up with a fish's head underneath my covers or something?
That's a horse. Dude, I doubt Usher has even seen The Godfather.
I'm sure he's seen Scarface.
Yeah.
Are you alright?
And he's in way over his head.
I heard black men can dance.
Oh yeah, well, I heard Italian women can get you in trouble.
And I heard Italian men can make nice spaghetti. Or I get nothing. I really do.
I've heard all Italian men are in the mafia.
Yeah. This isn't stereotypical at all. So basically, Usher, he's a DJ who saves this mafia chick and he protects her. You know, it's like the mafia is like, hey, this guy took a bullet for her. He should start driving her around town. And
yeah, so then all of a sudden he becomes the house Negro.
Oh, gosh.
Wow, I don't know about that movie. Who directs it?
Come on there, Hoke.
Yui
Bowl. Take me into town.
Vanessa, do you bowl?
I bowl.
You do? Okay, just checking. Now, okay, let's forget that movie even exists. And let's go on to movie that Steven never shows me anything. But Bill, you brought to my attention The Matador.
Yes.
It's a new movie with Greg Kinnear and Pierce Brosnan. No, I'm kidding.
Bronson?
It's Pierce Brosnan.
Is he related to Charlie Bronson?
Yes. This movie looks really cool. Let's check it out.
Daddy was just a regular guy.
This time I know you'll get the job.
Having a really...
Whoa!
Really bad day.
And a good subwoofer.
Hey, you're late.
Sorry. You know what this job means, right?
I know somebody has to pay for a new kitchen.
Until he met an expert.
In town on business?
Oh, yeah. What about you? What do you do for a living?
At eliminating the competition.
Oh, come on.
What?
You're a hitman?
Another movie with a hitman.
I don't know what I'll do if I don't get this
job. Is he Italian?
I'm a great helper.
Bill, right now, name every movie you can think of with a hitman in it.
But when a hitman starts losing his edge.
First Point Blank.
Keep going.
I froze.
Think of it, a wacky hitman.
Come on, the professional.
Julian Noble is a dead man.
The whole nine without yards. Bruce Willis is one. Does that count?
Yeah.
Daddy with the large white fanny.
What are you doing?
You know, I love Pierce Brosnan. He's a good guy. What? I'm glad he's not James Bond anymore. He needs to get on to more stuff like this.
You know what? I'm sorry.
Don't you think, Bill?
Yeah. And he's got good comedic timing.
Oh, so killing somebody is a good time.
Can be. This fall comes a comedy.
You gotta have the feel good tunes in the soundtrack, you guys.
Blank range. Whoa. Pierce Brosnan.
Noble, how are you today?
More importantly, how are you, Genevieve?
Greg Kinnear.
Now, when does this movie come out, Bill?
I can't hear you.
January?
January.
Yoga shaka, woga shaka.
Hope Davis.
Do you think he's dangerous?
She's good.
Dangerous.
You said he was a nice guy.
He is.
If not a little ugly.
Assassins.
I wouldn't say she's ugly.
What about Donnie Darko? I mean, not Donnie Darko.
See
ya.
Smell ya.
Shouldn't have to tell you.
Oh, man, that wacky
Collateral.
All right, all right, all right.
What about the big hit?
The Killer with John Woo's The Killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's too good. That doesn't count.
Yeah. We'll start a thread on the Nowhere in Mulberry forums, which you can check out at nowhereinmulberry.com, everyone.
Second plug.
Now, guys, let's check out what's on our TiVos. Now, guys, the first thing I want to talk about is how this week, pretty much everything is a rerun, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of reruns, so I've been checking out shows I don't usually watch just to, you know, talk about them on the show.
Broaden your horizons.
And one show I watched was called The Biggest Loser. Have you guys ever seen this?
No.
Yeah.
I've seen the commercials, but I've never seen
it. You know, it's basically this
Same
show
here.
Where these guys lose weight and stuff. You know,
and stuff.
I have no clue what the show is about. Truthfully,
it's about trying to lose weight,
right? But there was this fat exploitation. Yeah, it's fat exploitation, and this part happened on the show where these guys, they were just crying so much they love each other, and I just got to play this clip for you guys. It makes me well up with tears. Oh man,
don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. We're still friends. Don't worry about it. I understand. I couldn't tell you to vote me out. Do not worry about it. Do not worry about it.
We had to.
Did he just fart?
Stop.
And Mark has been as precious and true of a friend as you're gonna find here. It crushes me tonight.
My precious.
I love that kind of talking where you're about to burst in tears. Like, Bill, you are such a good friend. It's like you can't even talk anymore. Oh, man, that was gold. I don't recommend watching this show, but I would say it's Emmy-worthy.
Emmy-worthy.
That's right. Now, Vanessa, believe it or not, I actually watched The Freaking Apprentice. I just wanted to see what it was like, and I can now see that I will not be watching it in the future. No, actually, I will. I'm just kidding.
It's entertaining.
Now, but the thing is, they...
That's okay, up for debate.
The mission that they... Or what do they call them? The task.
The mission!
Yeah. Should they choose to accept it. There's two teams, and, you know, they do this thing, and they were going to do a learning annex course. Right?
Oh, gosh.
And the losing team, you know, everyone knows they lost already. They chose Sex in the Office, which is like the dumbest.
Oh, my God.
The funniest.
Moments as you've ever seen.
I know. The nerdy guy who's the leader, he's like, no, not with sex in the title. But the best part, forget about that. I love when Trump is like, have you ever been with a woman? He's totally calling it up. Have you ever had sex? Have you ever been with a woman? He's like, well, sir, I don't choose to answer that. Okay, virgin!
Yeah, oh yeah.
If you don't answer the question, you're a virgin. What it came down to, guys, is Marcus, the kind of dillweed who thinks he knows everything.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Oh, God.
He decided, hey, you're not going to use my one idea. I'm just going to hang back. And he didn't say a single word in the whole course.
He does it all the time.
And the one gay guy, which I didn't know he was gay until Trump knew that... what's his name? Dax or whatever. I don't know. We'll find out on the clip. But he called the virgin guy a tight-assed Jew.
And oh, nice.
It's very uncomfortable.
That whole course they taught, I was so embarrassed for them.
Oh, man. It was horrible. And
which is what that guy actually prefers, are tight-assed Jews.
And here's what happened.
Did outstanding. You could say I did okay, but you didn't do outstanding, because if you did outstanding, you would have won.
I did outstanding to champion a course that would have been had a real deliverable to the demographic we were dealing with. That would have had given them something. Matter of fact,
part of your problem, Marcus, is that you always have an excuse.
Okay.
And you always use too many words. Just too long. Too long. Clay, I really believe that you are not anti-Semitic.
Thank you.
I felt very relieved when Adam said he believed you were not anti-Semitic, because you've gone through a lot being gay.
Yes, sir.
And you've gone through your own form of discrimination.
Nobody deserves to be discriminated against.
Nevertheless, you did a horrible job. And that wasn't good.
God.
Adam.
Yes, sir.
Just kidding.
You're very soft. You're young. You're inexperienced. I don't know if you deserve to go on.
I do, and I would like to prove to you that I'm not soft, and I do have a hardcore, and I can do those negotiations.
He's hardcore.
And I would be a great asset to the Trump organization.
Right, look, the problems we've got with Marcus, with so many words, with so much talk, with so much nonsense, with not getting to the point, are the big reasons in my own mind to say, you just can't work for me. So therefore, Marcus, you're fired.
You're shit.
Yeah. Thank God that guy's gone.
Yes.
Very Thank good. You. Thank yep. you very much. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You Thank you very much, Mr. Trump.
Go. Good luck, Marcus.
If you mean it, I don't think you do. I don't think he does. It's been a railroad from the beginning. So
a railroad?
Yeah, it has. People saw it as...
But Marcus, you talk too long, too much, and you say the wrong things.
I disagree, and I don't think you've had
hey,
enough
look,
experience
Marcus,
to
what matter? It doesn't matter
That's fair.
At this point. Just go.
Fair enough.
And
okay.
Just leave,
really
dude.
I happen to think you're a nice guy.
I appreciate the sentiment. Thank you. George, thank you. Carolyn, it's been a pleasure.
Trump, kiss my ass.
Emmy-worthy.
Yeah, it's Emmy-worthy. No.
Holy
I'm
crap,
so glad
that's
he's
awful.
Gone. I am so glad he's gone.
It's a railroad.
It is
he working on the railroad?
It's like, dude, you're in an office. What are you talking about trains for?
If he was a railroad, they would have gotten rid of him at the beginning.
So he thinks that Trump didn't like him from the beginning. And so
well,
he didn't have a chance.
He's been in the boardroom I don't know how many times. Why didn't he get fired then? So it's not a railroad. And did you hear his comments in the cab afterwards?
No.
Oh,
he was
thank
talking
God
about,
I didn't.
Oh, he's like, I don't know what they're saying. I'm very articulate. I get to the point. I express my opinions and right on the money. So, you know, he's
I dance
like,
around topics on a regular basis.
Yes.
Now,
I'm
what,
a long talker.
Now, okay, after this episode ended, and I'm like, okay, let's see what comes in next week. And I was kind of like, what the hell are they doing on The Apprentice next week? When I saw the previous for next... I'm just going to play the previous for you guys, because this kind of, like, weirded me out. I just thought it was strange.
I'm sorry. No one can understand a word you say. And let's face it, your grooming habits are seriously lacking. I just have to say, Chewbacca, you're fired.
No.
It's an out-of-this-world apprentice next week on...
What
NBC.
The hell? That's not it. I've since seen another one, and you got to hear this one. Oh, man.
Boy, you guys really blew it. You had this huge Death Star thing going, and some squeaky kid from Tatooine slips in and destroys the whole shebang. Whose fault is this?
Sir, Lord Vader was in charge of marketing.
Is that true?
I meant to say I was in charge of marketing.
It's an out-of-this-world apprentice, next week on NBC.
I don't even want to know what...
What the hell are they doing?
I don't know.
What the hell is wrong with George Lucas?
Emmy-worthy.
He won't give us Star Wars as we want it. Now he's pouring it out to The Apprentice.
Yes, I guess. The only thing I can think of is the DVD came out last week, and they put him on some kind of task where they promote it or something. I don't
Which
know.
Which they Probably. Don't need to do.
But I can't believe he'd fire Chewie. That just really upsets me. What
well,
the hell?
You know, Chewie is dead after all.
No!
What the hell? Okay.
I'm just saying, Chewie's dead. Read Vector Prime. He dies.
I've read it. I just don't want to talk about that right now, Bill. Chewie!
You need a hug.
No.
Now,
Chewie.
Hey, guys, have you guys ever watched House? Which I think is a really cool show, but it...
I watch it once.
Unfortunately, it comes on at the same time as My Name is Earl, and the same time as something else that I have to record for my wife, so I never see House, but I got to watch it...
And what do you have to record for your wife?
I don't know, Gilmore Girls, I think? Gilmore Hoes. No. But anyway, House is a good show, and it's about a guy who works in a hospital where they treat patients with things that you can't figure out what their
methods.
You can't figure out what their ailments are, and so it's like it's based on Sherlock Holmes, believe it or not. He has to solve the mystery of what's wrong with them. But the funny thing is, in order to keep his job doing that, he also has to treat regular patients, and he always treats them like crap, and he's really rude to them. And the thing about Dr. House that I love is how rude he is to people, and it's just hilarious.
I have the first season on DVD, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's a really
this
good
week,
show.
Wasn't Ron Livingston on this week?
Yeah, I think so. That's a guy from Band of Brothers. That's a guy from Office Space. What am I talking about? But you know what? He was unrecognizable in that role.
Well,
okay.
I guess that's a good thing.
Here's a clip of what happened.
She's dead.
Did you keep a dead cat?
No. My mother's dead.
Oh. Poor cat. You're allergic. We can control it with antihistamine. One pill a day.
Pills?
You don't like to swallow. Not surprised. Forget the pills. Nasal spray.
Steroids? Is there something else you can give me?
Well, if you live by the river, I've got a bag.
That's what I love about him. He just always got the witty one-liners and stuff.
Oh, I don't know why I'm not watching that show.
It's a great show. And
I thought it was really good.
I'm going to have to watch the first season DVD set I bought.
I believe before House comes on, Trading Spouses does.
Oh,
well, then I know why I'm not watching it.
This show is where the moms switch out. One goes to one house, one goes to the other family.
So it's wife swap.
Now, I don't usually watch this, but the previews to this had some nut job, huge fat lady with a gap in her teeth that I just had to watch. And Vanessa...
Oh, the lady with the demonic eyes.
Vanessa, explain to us what happened on this episode.
All right, the big fat lady goes to... She's a religious nut, okay? And they make her switch into this family that's all into astrology and,
Oh my gosh.
The devil arts.
That's so wrong.
And
did they do that on purpose?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
No! They
didn't want to create sparks for TV or anything. That would
never be
wrong.
This is good television!
So
it was unbelievable. This woman is insane.
Now, would you say the family she went to, are they really nice people?
Yeah, they're really nice. They're just very down-to-earth, the earthy kind of hippie people that... They're good people, though, but she just went off the handle and was praying and...
Here,
all sorts of things.
Here's what she sounds like.
You don't want anything, don't say it.
What?
This is a test. This is a God test.
It's a God test.
I feel like I've just opened a window that I just really did not want to open. I feel like I need prayer because I feel so uneasy and I'm so alone. I feel under attack, a spiritual attack.
What the hell is she talking about? She's under a God test.
Well, what happened was the couple she went and traded with, they run a radio show. It's a sex talk show.
Oh, my God.
So she had to stay. At first, she was okay. It wasn't that bad. And then
was she staying with that old lady from the Oxygen Network? Sue Johansson?
No. But they brought the guy, they had a guest come in, a psychic, and when she heard he was a psychic, she's like, I can't do this. That
Uh-oh.
Is the devil.
The devil's so work.
And
is
that
he
was
a
what you
sex
heard.
Psychic?
Is that what put her under the God test?
Yes.
I just, when I hear that clip, I picture her with the brown paper bag, like, oh,
practically,
God.
She's freaking out.
Now,
the God test.
But this gets better because it's a two-parter, right?
Yep. Second part.
Fox was like, this lady's such a nut job. We got to do a two-part episode.
Yeah, she's one of the
craziest
things I've seen.
I want no money. I want nothing. I want my God and I want my family. She's tampering in doubt that and stuff. She's not a Christian.
The entire house dark sided too.
Oh my God.
Gargoyles. Psychics.
Did you say gargoyles?
Yeah, they had gargoyles in their house.
Whatever. But she said gargoyles.
Everything's ungodly. Dark sided. I give it up to God. I'm a God warrior.
She's a God warrior. Does she have a lightsaber?
Anything in police, doing anything with my family!
I'm glad you're home.
Get the hell out of the house. In Jesus' name, I pray. Yeah!
Jeez.
Wow. Yep.
Not funny, haha, funny queer.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is Foggy?
Did she keep saying that she was a
god warrior?
Okay, but then she screamed dark-sided Jew?
No, Emmy-worthy.
What the hell is she talking about?
The people that, real earthy people, have gargoyles everywhere, and plus on their side of this, I guess
they have gargoyles.
Play but, that again.
She says gorgiles. Listen to this. What? It's hilarious.
Play that again.
I want no money. I want nothing. I want my God and I want my family. She was tampering in doubt, sad and stuff. She's not a Christian. The entire house is dark, sad and too. Gargoyles, slake it. This is tainted.
It sounds like she says dark-sided Jew.
Yeah, that's what I said. I thought she said dark-sided Jew.
And gargoyles.
I still haven't recorded. I might have to watch it.
Gargoyles!
Oh, man. I usually, so I can watch them again.
It sounds like she must be a
Jedi Knight fighting the dark side.
Your mom.
She sounds like a very passionate person.
That's obvious.
Well, what they do in the show is each of the... To get people to get on the show, they tell them they're going to give them $50,000.
Oh, okay.
What they do is they have a twist. It's the opposite mothers have to spell out
spend
how the
other
family...
people's money.
Yeah, spend the other people's
now,
money.
Now, haven't they all seen this show by now to know that that's the twist?
I guess, I don't know. Maybe they know it, I don't know. Maybe they... I have no
maybe
idea.
Not.
So Wife Swap is like the real show, and this is
Jerry
Springer of
yeah.
the Wife Swap.
And the
it's
thing
not always
is,
like that.
The thing, I was reading online, and people were really... They felt sorry for the lady because she obviously has mental problems, and Fox is like, hey, this is entertaining. This lady's a nut job. But you be the judge. Now,
I just don't know what to say about that.
That's pretty crazy. But on the lighter note, My Name is Earl is back to form, and it was pretty hilarious. I don't know if any of you guys watched it.
Yeah, I've watched it today. It was very funny.
It was really good, and Missy Pyle was in it.
You saved it on TiVo for me so I could watch it.
I did save it for you, Steven. We'll check it out when you get back from the Celebrity Center.
So he can fall asleep while watching.
You can lay on the clay table.
I haven't fallen asleep yet, and it's been a whole hour.
But basically, this episode, Earl has to do something for Joy, his ex-wife, and cross her off the list, where he destroyed her old trophy from a beauty
pageant. She wants a hot tub.
Yeah, she wants a hot tub. And there was a lot of great lines in this. And anyway, Bill, you watched this episode too, so I'll let you describe what happened.
Oh, how nice of you. I just watched it 30 minutes ago.
Emmy-worthy.
I've got to describe it. Okay, what was it? Oh, she was going through his house or his house.
All of his things.
All of his stuff in his hotel room. She keeps breaking in looking for the money. He tells her he doesn't have the money.
Oh, it was great. And, I just remembered something funny.
Good.
He gets his brother Randy a box of Frosted Flakes. And he goes, you got me the real kind? And apparently he always gets generic Frosted Flakes.
Yeah,
he goes,
no more Frosty Bits for you, brother.
Ever since I won all that money, now I can get my brother's expensive things.
And he's reading the box like it's the Holy Grail.
It's like he doesn't want to open it. He's just like studying the box. And then Joy takes it from him.
So then he goes to see Joy, and whenever he gets there, the kids and the Crab Man are eating the Frosted Flakes. Yeah.
He's like, thanks for the cereal, this is good. And he goes,
no problem,
Crab Man. What turns out that he destroyed a long time ago her trophy that she won in a beauty pageant because they had bottle rockets, and they needed something to prop up the bottle rockets with.
But the trophy was from the local lawnmower sellers.
Yeah.
And so it was a princess sitting on top of a
lawnmower,
riding lawnmower.
Oh man, it was so white trash. Basically, he finds he can't get a replacement for it, so he decides he's going to help a lady and her daughter win the contest, so she can give him one of her trophies because they've when she was a kid, she won strings of them, just like hundreds of them, I guess. And so Joy decides she wants to enter the contest, only her mom won't do it. So she fills up an urn with cigarette ashes and says her mom's dead. Can she still enter? And I love when the lady goes, there's a cigarette button here. And she goes, well, that's the way she died. It wouldn't surprise me. And so she performs all of her little things on stage with the urn right next to her of her dead mom.
Yeah, I liked whenever she had the urn on top of the lawnmower.
And she's pushing around in a bikini. She's got that character down pat. That's all
well,
I gotta
say. I think that is her.
Yeah, that's Jamie Presley right there. Jamie Presley. Oh, another thing is when Randy keeps wanting to touch Catalina.
Oh, yeah, they're playing war. And she goes, oh, the two kings, that's war. And he goes, no, in this country, we play peace. And he has her hug him.
And we give each other hugs. And so they hug. And there's a part where she rubs his hand and he smells it like, oh. But another great show this week was Smallville. Did you guys check out Smallville?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Now, I was a little angry with the advertisement. They made, like, Lois look like this dirty stripper.
That's right. I forgot about that.
She goes out, and she doesn't really know what she's doing.
Yeah, well, that was great when she walks out, and she does a little march in the salute, like, all awkward. I thought that was hilarious. Really,
I thought it was funny, too, but it was disappointing.
The best part about that scene is when Clark realizes it's her, and he's trying to, like, hide his face, and then she sees him, and she's embarrassed. Mm-hmm. But that's not
the... What's she doing there?
She, basically a stripper is killed, so Lois has to go undercover as a stripper. And
that was a great part of the show, too, because
it is so funny.
The stripper just gets plowed with this SUV.
Oh, yeah. They just run this chick over. But that's not the only thing, Vanessa. Tom Wopat shows up on the show. And we already know John Snyder plays Clark's dad, so we're having a Dukes of Hazzard reunion, baby.
And Tom Wopat drives a blue Dodge Charger.
And here's a clip. Here's a clip of when he shows up.
Hold
that. Oh yeah, and that old Charger. Apparently he's driving a couple miles up to the farm. Aw, listen to the purr of that engine.
I know, it's beautiful.
Itching the
loins.
That the best you got? Had another 6 inches out here.
What?
6 inches?
I wasn't sure how rusty your reflexes had gotten.
Senator Jennings!
I know it's been a long time, but what happened to Uncle Jack?
Doesn't seem fit for someone who's on a first-name basis with the governor.
Do you think that Jennings name is a reference to Waylon Jennings?
Probably.
I don't seem to remember the governor winning a state football championship. Congratulations.
That was the only thing missing was a voiceover.
Anybody pushed you to follow
Oh, God, that would have been horrible.
I like the music in the background.
Yeah,
me
I was listening to.
Not both of them at once.
Cooter!
So your dad outran four cop cars and pissed off half the chicken farmers in Chickasaw County.
It's only because you said that you knew a shortcut. See, these aren't the sides of the story that I hear. You got any more of these that come very useful next time I'm in for election?
No, I don't think... Not going to because some journalist hears a rumor, okay, Jordan? Goodbye.
Oh, this is when the dad drives up in the Charger. Taking it for a spin.
You just could not resist, could you?
Still have a nasty habit of leaving your keys in the ignition.
Oh, I love this when he climbs in the window.
Would you at the wheel? I guess it wouldn't be the first time I put my life in your hands.
What?
Damn thing's been stuck ever since I bought it.
Good Lord. But you know what? It was entertaining.
Waiting for the Dutch tilt on the camera.
Yeah. And they even did a little jump, you know.
Yeah.
As they went over hill. But that was
It looked like the jump in Ferris Bueller's Day Off more than it did.
This whole storyline is really, all it's doing is it's setting up that Clark's dad is going to run for the Senate.
Clark's dad?
Yeah. Maybe. Don't you remember he said... obviously, you have the qualities that you thought I had. I think you should be the senator. And that's what they're setting up.
I highly doubt that.
That's what's going to happen. Trust me. I predicted the stripping.
Yeah.
Now, meanwhile, the real storyline we want to get to is Lois stripping.
Gentlemen, let's give Paulette a nice au revoir. And now... making her first world appearance,
welcome to the stage.
All I got my singles ready.
Me too.
Gotta have some pussycat dolls in the scene. Oh yeah. Curse this audio medium. Where's the visual? Check out that bass. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your
girlfriend was a freak like me? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
This part was funny. She's giving him a lap dance. Or kind of a half-ass lap dance.
It's Chloe's fault. We're following a merger story?
Gee, well, that makes two of us, but I think I'll stick to my method.
No. See, you're gonna get me fired if you keep looking at me like I'm Jack with a hat.
What do you want me to do?
Oh, I don't know. Give me a 20 and meet me out back.
It's like Clark is such a weenie, he won't even stick the 20 in her top. Are you guys just getting mad at Clark?
He's gay.
Clark's, yeah, he's gay. He's a super fag.
Oh, that's not right.
Now, okay, so anyway, it turns out that these women are getting abducted to some white slavery ring.
Oh, God.
And but, you know, one thing I didn't know, because, guys, I haven't really watched Smallville. The only season I watched is the first one. But Lois can kick some ass. She didn't even need to be rescued. She beat all her asses up.
Well, that's because her father's the general.
Ah.
And she's had military training.
Oh, my
she can
God.
Beat the crap out of these guys. But Clark saves her. You know, he pulls the helicopter down, and all's good. And it's good stuff. Can't wait till next week. It looks like next week's a more serious episode.
Is it the one where he's exposed to silver kryptonite?
It said a Smallville event, whatever that means.
Is it very special?
Yeah, and apparently next week we're going to have a Lost episode, so hopefully that'll be a good episode. Someone will be lost forever.
I caught up. I'm finally caught up. I'm so glad, because I kept trying to tune you guys out when you talked about it, and I finally caught up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm angry about who's going to be lost forever.
Now, guys, we'll talk about that next week, but, okay, here's an old show that has come back. And I've been TiVoing it. Yeah, it's an old show, and it's been re-airing on The N, or Noggin, and that's Degrassi Old School, baby.
Which Degrassi?
Degrassi Junior High.
Degrassi Junior High.
And what happened is I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'm going to TiVo a few episodes. I TiVoed like 5 episodes, and I watched them back to back. And I was like, this show rocks, man.
You're such a...
Dude, I can't help it. I love it. The show is great. You know, we've got Joey, Wheels, and Snake, and they're in the Zit Remedy. And you got Caitlin, who likes Joey, but he's an idiot. And you got... Yick and Arthur and Spike, she's pregnant. But the only thing, here's my gripe about the Noggin's doing. They're not showing them in order. It's just all over the place. Like, one episode, Spike will be pregnant. The next one, she has, like, a 3-month-old baby.
I know. I saw that, too.
Anyway.
you have to go buy the box set, dude. That's what they're trying to do.
Here's an annoying clip.
You need to buy the box set.
So did you know about the original Degrassi series from the 80s? Yeah, it has all the same juicy drama, but with big hair. Seriously, big hair.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Joey.
Yes, it's Joey Jeremiah.
I think I have the hots for Joey.
Oh, my God.
Watching Degrassi Old School is just so riveting.
It is, guys.
And educational, too. Like, now I know why Spike is called Spike. And see that baby? That baby is Emma.
Oh, little baby Emma.
The 80s were like a different
That's who I named my daughter
some
after.
Serious fashion myth.
I can't believe you're throwing this out.
I kind of want that skirt, though. Oh, yeah, totally. Things were just so much simpler then.
Have you ever heard of something called crack?
Yeah, and relationships were completely different.
You lost me out on a bet?
Caitlin, make it easy.
Your credibility is shot. Some things never get old. Now's your chance to experience where it all began. Get ready for the season premiere of Degrassi with 4 episodes of Degrassi.
Sold, Johnny.
No, she didn't. Degrassi Old School. Yeah, it went there.
All right, Bill, program your TiVo.
Yeah, you know, I think I'll just buy the complete series for $60.
You remember the episode, it was with, what was it, Chloe?
Chloe. That's Degrassi yeah. High, which I can't wait till they get to.
Yeah, I saw the episode where they went and painted graffiti on the nukes.
Did they show that recently?
Yeah, I saw
that.
Oh,
man, I got to record that. Basically, this dude offs himself.
The one that's showing now is Degrassi Junior High.
That's right. They call it Degrassi Old School, and they're showing Degrassi Junior High and Degrassi High just all out of order, which I don't understand why. And on the TiVo menu, it doesn't even give descriptions of the shows.
No, it doesn't. Because I was like, oh, I wonder which ones are coming on.
They need to fix that.
Remember. Yeah.
And check it out. I love Degrassi. And that's,
you watched the new one?
And I watched it before Kevin Smith was like, hey, I'm all into Degrassi, and I'm going to throw references in my movies. No, man. We watched it on PBS, all right?
Coming up in our DVD section, they are releasing the Jay and Silent Bob do Degrassi next Tuesday.
Well, let's get there, guys. Let's do the Movie Drops game. Let's play the Movie Drops game. The game where I play sound clips and you try to guess what the movie is. You guys ready to play? Oh, yes, you are.
Ready to and willing.
This, I'm not fooling around this time, guys. This is going to be the hardest movie drops ever.
We heard that one before.
I've got three movies, and this is the way we're going to do it. I will name who, after I play the clips, is going to guess. Okay, here's clue number one.
It's perfect! I won't have to change this at all!
And clue number two.
She's no great piece of ass.
And clue number three.
Bring us some fresh wine. No more of this old stuff.
All right, Bill, what movie is it?
I have no idea.
All right.
Me.
Here's clue number four, Bill.
I've got a special purpose!
Oh, is that the jerk?
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. On to movie two. Dos.
Klaus is a moron. Who knows only what he reads in the New York Post.
All right, that's clue number one. Everyone get that?
Who do you favor in the Virginia Slims tournament?
In women's tennis, I always root against the heterosexual.
All right, and clue number three.
Wait. You dropped your phony dog poo.
What phony dog poo?
Steven, what is the movie?
The cow.
Do you want a clue number four?
Yeah, give me number four.
Let me guess.
How do you say indispensable?
Indispensable.
That's what I thought.
All right, but Steven, what is it?
I'm going to lose this one, aren't I?
All right.
It sounds like a Pink Panther movie.
Me.
Unfortunately, you've run out of time.
I don't know.
All right, Vanessa, what is it?
Top Secret.
All right, that's it.
Oh.
All right, Steven, unfortunately, you've been eliminated. You can no longer play.
Hey. You're fired.
All right, now it's the special bonus sudden death thing. All right, guys.
That's very descriptive.
Now, I will play three clips until you guys guess, all right?
So we can guess anytime?
No talking over any of the clips. Oh. Here's clue number one.
You disappoint me. Not very wise.
All right, that's clue number one. And clue number two.
The fate of billions will depend upon you. Sorry.
Oh, come on.
All right, and here's clue number three.
Your soul is mine.
All right.
Highlander.
Bill, wrong. Vanessa?
I thought it was Highlander 3, whatever that was.
Wrong. You're both wrong. Okay, here's clue number four. And you guys can give the name of it during this clip if you figure it out what it is first.
Okay.
Got a guy with things coming out of his hand. We got another guy who freezes stuff. And then there's a man who, as far as I can tell, is made
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Bill got it.
What is going on here?
Woo! You won, man. Movie Drops!
Yes!
Hey, was that not a great Movie Drops, guys? It's time for the news!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Hey, that's Mrs. Fancy Pants.
That's right.
Or Ms. Fancy Pants, I'm sorry. Vanessa, what news you got?
In Westmoreland County in Pennsylvania, a jury on Friday ordered a woman to pay $46,200 to her ex-boyfriend for gluing his genitals to his abdomen.
What?
Jurors found in favor.
Say that again, please.
A woman was forced to pay $46,200 for gluing her ex-boyfriend's genitals to his abdomen.
Yes!
You know, I hate to admit this. But I grew up about 10 minutes from Westmoreland County.
That's real
wild. Do you know the guy?
No, I don't know them, but I'm not surprised.
That's right. Sometimes I forget that you weren't born here in Mulberry.
No, I was born about 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh.
Well, Schlaby, the ex-boyfriend.
His name is Schlaby?
She not only glued his schwants to his stomach, she glued his ass cheek shut.
And she also put profanity out on his back with nail polish.
Yeah.
So yep. Did she...
She's a real class act.
Was she mad at this guy? Or?
Well, according to her attorney, they said that it was nothing more than part of the couple's adventurous consensual sex. She said that's what they did to have fun.
Oh, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
Well, the story I got from the local news back home from my sister was that this guy broke up with this woman and he was with someone else, but she called him and said, hey, I want to get back together. And he was like, oh, okay, yeah. And she went and picked him up and drove him back to her place. They, you know, did what they do, and that's whenever she did it.
Yeah, wait until he fell asleep.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really poor choice.
Oh, man.
And in the next story, in Los Angeles...
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
A Colorado man who had a panic attack because when he found out he was glued to a toilet seat in a Home Depot...
Well, what's with all the gluing?
I know. He sued Home Improvement Giant for negligence because the staff...
So
what
he
I was trying
glued?
To understand what this story was he glued to a toilet in the store or in their bathroom?
In their bathroom.
In their bathroom.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a display and he was just goofing around and sitting on it?
No, he was in their bathroom. And he tried to tell one of the employees, but they thought it was a hoax, and so they ignored him, and so he had to wait for someone else to come in the bathroom.
They thought it was a hoax? Hey, yeah. It's just
there for hours.
Hey, glued to the shitter! Yeah, yeah, right, buddy.
He said ever since then, which was in 2003, he's been suffering from post-traumatic stress. It's triggered diabetes and heart complications. He has nightmares every night. He's locked in a room with no windows, no doors, no fresh air, no route for escape. And he wakes up in cold sweats.
Poor guy.
Am I still glued to the toilet? Oh, my God.
He's afraid to sit down anymore.
Whenever he sits on a toilet, he's like, I could be stuck here for hours.
I better get
you go to a strange toilet, and you don't look at the lid and go, there's something...
Yeah, you know, if I need to take a dump in a public place, I normally kind of lay paper over it.
You know what, guys? Seriously, I don't know if there's something wrong with it. I do not do that ever in public. I don't care.
It's only I've only done it maybe I could count it on one hand how many times I've had to do that, and that's only in like either shit your pants or use a toilet.
If I'm like literally like my bowels are seizing up because I've been holding it for so long, but I will not do that. And you know, I'll even say this: when I walk into a bathroom in a public place and I smell that, like somebody's like, "Hey, I'm gonna take a dump here in this public place." I'll wait for him to come out of the stall and then beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
It's like, you just stunk this whole place up. What the hell's wrong with
you? Ashiest odor into this bathroom.
I mean, don't you, if you're going into a place and doing that, wouldn't you examine the toilet lid? I mean, there's got to be pee on it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I think we've covered this enough. Next story.
Big Brother is about to become monkey business. Inspired by the television reality show Big Brother, Czech public radio and television broadcasters have announced that on November 7th, they'll begin airing a new show that will follow the lives of four gorillas living together.
Boring.
The show, to be called Odahalani. It's called Discovery in English.
I thought it translated to crazy f***ing monkeys.
Yeah. It will see the primates, one male, two females, and one baby, battle it out for a grand prize of 12 melons. A delicacy for gorillas.
Did you know that monkeys can pull your arms out of their sockets?
I thought that was...
You're tearing me apart!
Thought that was Wookiees.
Yeah, Wookiees too. But Wookiees, I believe, you know, you had to bring that up again because I'm still upset over Trump firing Chewie. I mean, what can he do in that next episode that would get him fired?
I think he should rip that hair off his head.
Worst episode ever.
Yeah. The funny thing is,
go ahead, Vanessa.
Viewers and listeners of the show will be able to vote via phone messages for their favorite contestant, and that's how they will decide who wins.
It's like, I'm going to call and vote on that monkey?
Yeah,
I know how this
they're really searching, aren't they?
This is Igor from Czechoslovakia. I like the big fat monkey. I want to vote for him.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
What? Okay.
Or is Britney Spears in with those monkeys?
Well, look who it is. Hi, bitch.
Just love that.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay.
No, it's Foggy who loves that, all right? We don't care.
Dozens of children at a Baltimore area elementary school were stung by bees after stumbling upon them during a science lesson on Thursday. The entire second grade class of about 100 students at Deep Creek Elementary School were studying trees by woods.
Deep Creek?
When one child disturbed a nest of bees. The distressed bee stung 47 children, two of whom suffered a mild allergic reaction. And of course, there was some pandemonium for a while, but nobody was seriously
there
hurt.
Was some what?
Pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
I love that.
Error. Examine.
Dude, Foggy, could you just delete that one? Good lord.
Seven children were sent home with their parents, and 40 were taken to the hospital as a precaution.
You know what? I would sue, and I would get millions of dollars.
I would sue the kid that disturbed the nest.
Yeah.
Or whatever the
stupid.
Hell that's called. Beehive.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Everyone knows you don't disturb a nest.
Yes.
Well, they're second graders.
You don't poke it with sticks.
Even in second grade, I think I knew not to mess with bees.
What the hell? Where'd Steven? Steven's on the show?
Hey, there you are.
Hey, it's Did Steven.
Did you say that even in Scientology, you know not That's to great thing. Mess with bees?
Now, Steven, in Scientology, when you're on the clay table, can you disturb beehives?
Yes, you can, because you're protected by your
aura. Oh, gnarly!
All right, Vanessa, next story.
Those clay tables are so comfortable.
What about the clay pillows?
Awesome,
clay
dude.
Pillows. They, you know, they form to your ear, your head.
They shape, yeah. It's like regular clay. It's not like hardened and dried clay. It's, you know.
It's Scientology clay.
It's Scientology clay. It's special clay. It has no
well, that's
heat
great,
in it.
Larry.
All right, Vanessa?
In Greensboro, North Carolina, actor Will Ferrell showed one regret as he surprised winners of the State High School Play Festival. I regret the fact that I didn't participate in high school drama in any fashion, he told students. You're way ahead of where I was, so congratulate yourselves for that. The students screamed when Ferrell walked down to the stage at Greensboro College on Friday night. I love you, Will Ferrell! I love you! The students yelled. I love you too, he yelled back. Ferrell handed the festival's top honors to Union Pines High School, and the festival was part of a fall gathering of North Carolina Theater Conference. Ferrell, a former Saturday Night Live star whose film's credits include Elf and The Crappy Bewitched, had come from Charlotte where he was filming a NASCAR comedy.
Oh, Jesus. Yay! Can't wait for that one.
I'm just going to go down the hallway and show up about something else.
I don't know.
What was the point of that story?
Why don't you go eat a decrepit piece of crap?
There you go. Here's your Napoleon Dynamite clip. All right. In
oh, that's
Beverly
right.
Hills, California. Yeah?
One of our fans. He wants more Napoleon clips, Foggy, so dig one out for him, all right? Just real quick.
Speaking of top secret.
Napoleon, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day. Besides, we both know I'm training to become a cage fighter.
All right, Vanessa.
Kip rules.
Speaking of top secret, Omar Sharif was sued by a restaurant parking valet who says the actor called him a derogatory name and punched him after the valet refused to accept his European currency. Sharif became upset when his Porsche SUV was not waiting for him as he left Mastro's Steakhouse June 11th, according to the lawsuit filed by the valet Juan Anderson. The suit claims Sharif was belligerent and intoxicated and called the valet a stupid Mexican when he refused...
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
Anderson, who's from Guatemala, is seeking $50,000 in civil penalties and unspecified damages and attorney fees. His police spokesman, Lieutenant Mitch McCann, said Anderson refused medical treatment and had no visible injuries.
Well, the guy thought that Omar Sharif was Ravi Shankar.
Bow to your sensei!
All right, Foggy, no more.
But, yeah, it's just kind of funny. He's like, ooh, movie star, I can get me some money. But he
Star? What was the last thing Omar Sharif was in?
But everybody knows Omar Sharif.
I want to kiss you.
Oh, yeah, everyone's seen Dr. Zhivago.
Top Secret.
Yeah, we saw it 50 years ago.
I'm sorry, but Top Secret is not that well known.
It should be.
Yeah, the, well, plus, I don't
Vanessa,
disagree.
That, Top Secret came out in the mid-80s.
It's like 86, I think.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, the Zucker Brothers or whatever most famous film.
Well, that's great, Larry.
I mean,
who the hell's,
you know,
Larry?
Val Kilmer wasn't exactly terrific in that.
Who was in Hidalgo?
Yeah. He was in Hidalgo?
Who? Oh, okay.
I'm so weird.
You know, I think I love Top Secret. I don't own it on DVD, but if anyone wants to get it for
you
me...
You don't own it?
No. I love Top Secret.
Oh, man. When that came out on DVD, I was freaking out. I was like, oh, Top Secret. Oh.
So yeah, Marissa watched it.
I'm asking all of you to get me a copy.
You have to
Anything
ask
else?
Me nicely.
I'll
it's
think
not
of 28 something.
Days later, okay?
All right, well, Vanessa, next story.
That's it?
All right. That's a... That's another news segment for episode 10. All right, Bill, what DVDs are coming out this week?
Okay, this week, November 8th, 2005.
Eighth!
Eighth!
Oh, yeah, the Ocho.
We'll start with the one I'm most excited about. Beavis and Butthead.
Be, oh, okay.
The Mike Judge Collection, Volume 1. Now, this is important. There have been Beavis and Butthead episodes released. Time Life released them on DVD. But they only released the cartoons, not the parts where they critique the music videos. Which tended to be the funniest parts.
Because they had... So, it's because of music, right?
Yeah. So now, in this new collection, this Volume 1, it has 40 cartoons... 14 never seen cartoons, and they added back the music videos.
See, wow. I didn't like the video parts. I
now you have all these, the featurettes, the Taint of Greatness, which is just a great name, Beavis and Butthead Thanksgiving Special with Kurt Loder, Beavis
no
and Butthead
problem.
Video Music Awards appearance.
Wow.
All
lot.
Kinds of stuff. Really, really cool. I'm really excited about it because I loved, when I was in high school, I loved Beavis and Butthead.
You know
I
what?
Mean, come
you,
on. I am Cornholio.
I want to tell you guys something. When that craze was happening, I didn't have cable, and I had no idea who the hell Beavis and Butthead were. I'm serious.
I have seen the
I watched it in college.
Next, as I mentioned
I'm
earlier
so
in the
wasted.
Show, Degrassi.
Yes.
Jay and Silent Bob do Degrassi.
Oh, it's the new Degrassi. Oh.
The director's cut.
Sweet. Huh? Hey, now, Steven, you watched the Next Generation, right?
I watched
yes,
it.
I do.
And do you think it holds up to the old one?
Yeah, I think it does. It's. I mean, it's.
Yes,
it's,
yes, and yes.
What? You don't?
No, I mean, I guess because when you see a show for so long and then they redo it with different characters, it takes a bit of getting used to.
I love it when they bring back, you know, it's like, not realizing that Joey Jeremiah was still on there as an adult. And he's got
teacher.
Like a little.
And I must say this, Caitlin is still.
Caitlin.
Caitlin. Yeah. Gorgeous.
The features on it are an exclusive interview with Kevin Smith, commentary with Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes, Stacy Mistison.
Oh, that's Caitlin.
That would be Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Yep.
And the associate producers and writers. 5 minutes of integrated footage that they had to take out. Some Canadian ninja scene. Bloopers, deleted scenes, photo albums, actor bios, character profiles. That's
Canadian
coming out.
Canadian ninja scene.
Canadian ninja scene, and I guess they were in a 3-episode arc, so it's about 2 hours long, and it's the 3 episodes.
Yeah, was each show an hour or 30 minutes? I don't remember.
I think they run probably about 40 minutes apiece,
okay.
So that would make about 2 hours.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we get an edited down version, like... You know, because this is like a primetime show in Canada. In America, they show it on Noggin late
at
night.
Oh, they absolutely edit it down.
Yeah.
That stinks.
So I want to see...
Well,
in Canada, they show The Sopranos on normal primetime television.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm so moving to Canada.
But what's funny about Canada is that You can show The Sopranos on primetime TV, but you can't talk about, you can't call mentally challenged people retarded. You can't use any sort of racial epithet.
Hey, Boba Fett.
No, not Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Okay, next we have Rob Zombie's The Devil's Rejects.
Oh, I remember
that. All right. Oh, sorry.
Which surprisingly got incredibly good reviews.
You know what? I watched Ebert and Roper, speaking of derogatory comments, you know, they gave it a great review, and they said it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, this is the unrated. It's coming out in the unrated edition, so I'm sure it's more gory. Commentary with Rob Zombie, commentary with Sid Haig, Bill Moseley, Sherry Moon Zombie, which I guess is Rob Zombie's wife.
Yeah, it is. And that's one of the things I read about, is like Rob Zombie loves his wife's ass because there's about 100 ass shots from his wife.
But it's got DTS ES 6.1 and DTX EX 5.1. So,
oh, that'll go great with my new receiver.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. I want to see it. I'll probably buy it. I gotta say, though, his wife is rather attractive.
Well, of course. He's a rock star.
Well, apparently she has a nice ass, too.
Yes. Okay,
hey, I'm a historian of ass.
Yes, I am. This is for the Misty fans, the Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, I was like, Misty who?
Collection Volume 8. I have all the 7 up to this one, and this one I'm excited about because it's got 2 on it that I really loved, and 2 I never saw, so...
Which two do you love?
It's got the
Watch
two I love are the Phantom Planet.
Uh-huh.
That's the one where the astronaut crash lands on the planet populated by miniature people. Atmosphere shrinks him down to their size, and he's held captive, and he's
like Gulliver's
Travel? Fight. Yeah, he's forced to fight their enemies.
Nice.
And the other one I loved was Monster a Go-Go.
Oh,
and that's the astronaut that like a 10-foot crusty faced creature. He like comes back to stalk women sunbathing and.
I'd like you to consider Scientology.
Strangle scientists and attack twist party teens. And
twist party teens?
Yeah, it's funny. So then the other two that are on the set are Hobgoblins,
all right.
Which I've never seen, but I've heard are good.
Are there any gargoyles?
Yes.
Gargoyles?
And the Dead Talk Back. I've never seen that one. So
I'm still waiting for Riding with Death. That's my favorite.
I still need to send you that.
And Manos, Hands of Fate.
Yeah, that's been out for years.
Yeah, that was like the first thing they released.
That's a great one, though.
You know that people are saying that's hard to find?
No,
what?
It's not at all. Go to any Suncoast and buy it for $30.
I got mine for $12.
Well, not only is it not hard to find, you can buy the actual film. The actual Manos.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
And you can, through Mystery Science Theater 3000 site... You can buy this set called The Essentials, and it has Manos on it, and it has...
Mitchell.
No.
I just wanted to say that.
Santa Claus.
Sweet.
Or something. I'm not sure which one it has on it. Anyway, that's probably why you can't find Manos that much anymore. It's because it's on that Essentials collection.
Oh.
Nice.
All right. Next DVD.
I love Torgo, by the way.
Torgo.
Stairmaster much, Torgo?
And everyone will love this DVD. Everyone's going to get it. You know, it's cheap. You got to love it. Davy and Goliath's Holiday Spectacular box set.
Oh my gosh, you're
Damn Skippy.
This includes 3 volumes of Davy and Goliath. Volume 2, Learning About Caring for Others.
I learned more about Jesus from this show than the Holy Bible.
Davy and Goliath Volume 3, Learning About Forgiveness, and Davy and Goliath Volume 4, Helping Each Other. So I guess
Goliath,
Volume 1 is separate somewhere else.
Screw VeggieTales. Gotta go with Davy and Goliath.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand the VeggieTale thing. If I had a kid,
hi, Davy.
I would show them Davy and Goliath and say, ignore VeggieTales, that's crap.
You know what I'm trying to find?
Davy, it's wrong
it.
To beat up old women.
Gee, Goliath.
Next item, there's 2 left. I'm gonna leave.
Jesus.
Really loud.
Yeah, it is.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory Deluxe Edition.
Boo.
It's the Tim Burton version? Or?
Yes, the Tim Burton version.
No, yes, it is, because the other one's called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, hey. So this one...
Are you shooting at me?
Oh, that's right.
The movie on the first disc, and on the second disc, it's loaded with extras, you know, becoming an Oompa Loompa.
The Oompa Loompas are so gay in that.
What's that weird guy? His name something? Roy?
Deep Roy.
Deep Roy. Deep Roy. It sounds like the IBM computer, Deep Blue.
Yeah. It's like, is he going to play chess with Garry Kasparov or what?
Okay, and this is the last DVD here, and I love this DVD. Only because Kristen Bell from Veronica Mars is so incredibly hot in it.
Veronica Mars.
It's the Reefer Madness movie musical that Showtime produced. And she is in some of the hottest outfits ever in this thing.
So who cares if it's good as long as she's in a hot outfit?
Well, you know what? It's really campy.
Vanessa, it's very entertaining.
I'm a historian of ass. Funny. It's campy and it's fun. I enjoyed it. But it's got some really great performances from like Alan Cumming and Kristen Bell and Nev Campbell. But I would recommend at least a rental.
It's a musical. We'll have to, you know, we'll tell you that much, but it's pretty good. And it's got a lot of what would you say, cheesecake? It's got a lot
of I'm really tough on musicals because I liked Chicago, but I hated Moulin Rouge.
Oh, I couldn't watch 10 minutes of that movie.
It gave me... the best way I can describe it is douche chills. When I watched Moulin Rouge, it didn't feel right. It was like I was watching it, and I was going... I started to question my sexuality. You know? It was that bad. I mean, them singing, like, modern songs.
It was retarded.
Yeah, it was really awful. Whereas Chicago, I watched, and I was like, hey, that's not half bad.
Yeah, I'm not usually into, like, chick flick types of movies. And
no.
This is so exciting.
But you know what? I will say this much. Nicole Kidman is extremely hot in that movie. And I've never
in that movie alone.
And I've never watched it, but from the commercials.
it's
like,
horrible.
Hey.
Yeah, it's really unbearable.
Girls your age don't do things like that. You need an explanation?
Yeah. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. And Jack left town.
All right, guys, that's episode 10. Hey! All right.
Woo-hoo.
Episode
just flew by.
10 is in the can. Let's get the, what are we going to call it? The Diaz, the Big Ten.
All right, all right, all right.
Deco.
Do you guys think our episode was Emmy-worthy?
Emmy-worthy.
You know
that guy says it is.
I want to revisit this clip before we go.
I want no money. Yeah. I want nothing. I want my God and I want my family. He's not a Christian.
Good God.
Hell is dark sided too. Go! Like it! This is tainted. I don't want it.
That's all the
Whatever
money.
Whatever it is, it's tainted. Everything's ungodly.
Good Lord.
I give it up to God. I'm a God warrior.
She's
and
a God warrior.
Someone with tainted anything in beliefs. Doing anything with my family.
What I love about religion is how it makes you,
out of my house,
you know, into
Jesus
a happy
name,
person.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
I would have to say that's a really bad example.
It's a really bad example of humanity, you know. But guys, I want to talk serious for a second. Last week's episode, Steven and I got into a little tiff, and I voted him out of the show, and. I didn't know that Foggy was recording what was going on in the booth, and here's what happened.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. We're still friends. Don't worry about it. I understand. I couldn't tell you to vote me out. Do not worry about it. Do not worry about
Steven,
it.
Steven, still don't worry about it, man.
Don't worry about it, man.
I'm worrying about this.
Come together. And Mark has been...
And I call you Mark for no reason. I just like to call you Mark. Every once in a while, I just decide to call Stephen Mark.
Say his name.
Okay.
All right, Katie calls me Bill.
Yeah. Katie calls Bill. I call you Mark. We all call you different names, you know.
I call you.
Yeah. But, guys, that's episode 10. Now, guys, I'm getting really upset. No one is calling our voicemail, which is...
I'm starting to feel how I do.
1-206-202-3491. Give us a call. Let us know how much you despise our show. How much you love Foggy more than us. And, you know,
if you don't want to call the number, at least send us an email or visit our forum.
nowhereinmulberry@gmail.com. But best of all, go to nowhereinmulberry.com, join the forum, and you can talk to us all the time. You can post pictures of Morgan Webb on Bill's spot. You can post pictures of Lois Lane on Foggy spot. You can post things about breathing problems on Stevens.
Yes.
Just
have
kidding.
Have a predator Steve. Problem. Let me know.
Yeah. Predator problems. And just come on. Talk to Vanessa on there. She's on there all the time. She's very lonely. And, you know, we love you. Episode 10.
We love you?
I'm going to weep.
This is a man who's run out of things to say.
You're showing the love, and we're receiving none back.
Not funny, ha-ha, funny queer.
All right, guys, see you later. See you next week.
Emmy-worthy.
It's not finished! It's finished!